it grieves me. It really grieves me that so many followers of Christ don't really know what they believe or why they believe it. And then when they encounter just a average everyday agnostic or atheist, or worse yet, someone who actually has some knowledge of, let's say, the neo-atheist philosophy, they don't know what to say. They get backed into a corner and they get defensive, or they just sputter and give up.
Bill, I think one of the things that can turn people away because they're fearful of being asked questions they don't know the answer to, they don't want to feel like they've let God down, they don't want to appear foolish. So when I return to one of the key verses that people often talk about from 1 Peter 3:15, where Peter says, "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect." I remind people, Peter says, that our responsibility is to give the reason for the hope that we have. We're not responsible to give the reason for the hope someone else has. We don't know what that would be. So we don't have to swallow a Bible dictionary. We don't have to, you know, memorize a concordance to share our faith. Peter says, listen, we need to be ready thinking about, why is it we believe what we believe? Those are the reasons we need to be ready to share with other people. Now, each one of us, we know what those reasons are. Maybe we've not thought about them before. We might have to dig a little bit deeper. But if we at least are confident in knowing the reasons why we believe, and we share them with someone else, Peter says we do it gently and respectfully, even if that other person spits in our face and turns around and walks away, the Bible says you haven't failed. You've been faithful. And that should lift some of the false sense of responsibility off our shoulders. Sharing our faith is not making a sales call. It's not ticking a box. It's not resulting in a conversion. Otherwise, we failed. We share the reason for the hope that we have gently and respectfully. And the outcome is out of our hands. The outcome is between that person and God. And if we do it gently and respectfully, God says you've been faithful. And so hopefully, as I share that with people, I want to encourage them to say, listen, don't put any false pressure on your shoulders. Be prepared. Think about the reasons why you believe, and there'll be a whole array, variety of reasons, your experiences, things you've read and seen or been exposed to. And as you compile those things together, share them gently and respectfully, and let the Holy Spirit do something marvelous and wonderful, driving those words home to resonate with that person, really challenge them too.